From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter revealed Thursday that the U.S. military has been conducting joint patrols in the South China Sea with the Philippines.
These patrols will continue to help build our interoperability and improve the Philippine Navy, even as these patrols contribute to the safety and security of the region's waters.
Speaking at a news conference in Manila with his Filipino counterpart, Carter said the first South China Sea joint patrol was carried out in March. Defense officials say a second one was completed in April. The announcement comes amid concerns by the U.S. and others about China's aggressive actions in disputed areas of the South China Sea. Speaking Thursday during his annual television call-in show, Russian President Vladimir Putin suggested the United States has what he called imperial ambitions. Commenting on another subject, he said Syrian people must engage in talks to agree on a new constitution and that the solution to Syria's problems is not to be found in military action. The European Union accuses Turkey of backsliding on democracy. Members of the European Parliament Thursday approved an annual progress report on Turkey. The report criticized that nation's record on human rights and media freedom and urged the country to show progress in the rule of law and fundamental values. 2 years after Islamist militants kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls in northern Nigeria, a new video purports to show the missing girls, or at least some of them. Until now, there has been almost no news about the 219 girls taken by Boko Haram militants in 2014 from a school in the town of Chibok. But a video emerged Wednesday showing 15 of the girls. This is VOA News.